Funny thing happened yesterday as I was preparing and praying over this message. I was down in my home office, and God really spoke to my heart. He gave me a new message. So you have on the back of the page the message that was going to be preached, and I hope you were able to pick up a half-page sheet of paper that has the notes, the outline for this today's message, but it's changed completely. God has a sense of humor. He has a way of doing those things, and sometimes it's kind of scary. But this is what God gave me. We are entering into a new season here at Trinity Church. We're looking for a new pastor. Different things are changing. Ministries are changing somewhat. Job descriptions are changing. And change is scary because it's the unknown. So this morning we're going to be talking about entering into a new season. We're going to be entering and talking about accepting change as we enter into these new seasons. We're talking about how new seasons bring about new changes and challenging changes. And we're going to talk about also how new seasons birth champions. And with that, I want to look at some champions sitting in those chairs this morning. As I look at my 75 years here on this earth, I've noticed that the older I get, the faster life goes. It seems like yesterday when I started dating my wife, but coming this September, we will have been married 53 years. And 53 years ago, when Ruth and I stood before that pastor and said, "I do," we started a new phase, a new challenge in our life. For the past 47 years, I've been, in one way or another, doing ministry, either pastoring churches or being on elders' boards or being in ministry one way or another. It's been 25 years since I left my secular job as a land surveyor and civil engineer and went into ministry full time. And then 13 years ago, Ruth and I left South Bend and went out to Nebraska, of all places, to rebuild churches. Funny story. 6 months before we left here, we had no idea this is what God was going to call us to. And we were driving out to see our son in Denver, and we stopped in a town called York, Nebraska, which is right in the center on I-80. Stayed there overnight, got up, there was an ice storm, and we started driving, and Ruth turned to me and she said, "Who would ever live in Nebraska?" 6 months later, that's where God put us, in that very town. What a sense of humor he has. You see, as we look back in our lives, no matter how young or old you are, we see different seasons in our lives that have happened. In fact, as we look forward in our lives, there are going to be new seasons that happen. And these are exciting times. Well, this morning I want to go into Ecclesiastes and 1 Kings to get our story. But the author of Ecclesiastes, Solomon, wrote these words 3,000 years ago. And if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If not, they'll be up on the screen. Listen as I read Ecclesiastes, the first 8 verses. "For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to kill, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Would you pray with me? Father, as we go through these seasons in our lives, we see various times that you have allowed us to go through. And Father, sometimes we go through them graciously. Other times we struggle. We fight against you. So God, as we listen to your word, your Holy Spirit this morning, speaking to each one of us, would you open our eyes and let us see, our ears to let us hear what you have in store for each one of us. Father, we are starting a new season in our church life, and many of us are starting new seasons in our personal lives. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, and we'll give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, for everything, there is a season. And as we grow older, these new seasons come into our lives on a daily basis. And the hard part about accepting new seasons means that we have to accept change. Now, I don't know about you, I don't like change. I fight change. I like being in control of things. For many of us, change is a love-hate relationship, isn't it? Because change can be scary. And even though change can be scary, we have to realize that these changes are going to happen. And we've got to accept them. Sticking your head in the sand like an ostrich just isn't going to work, because the change is going to happen anyhow. Let me give you an illustration. Most of you aren't old enough yet, but someday your kids are going to go off to college. What a big change that is. Someday you're going to see your children get married, have a family, have grandchildren. What great changes those are, but they're scary changes because there's so many unknowns. All of those things have happened in our lives, and would I change any of that? No. No. Because, folks, change happens. It's a part of God's plan for each of our lives, so we need to accept the changes that come. Even though it's hard, but we need to understand that when God brings changes in our lives, He knows what's best for us. Hebrews 13:8 tells us this: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable. He never changes. And when we're dealing with change and struggling with the circumstances of life, with the new seasons of life, we need to have a rock to cling to, and that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that rock is so vital that we cling to Him. How can I do that, Pastor? By knowing His Word. We spoke about it last week, hiding his word in our hearts. I shared this upstairs, and this might help some of you younger folks. For the first 15 years of our marriage, I didn't pray with my wife. I'm ashamed of that fact. Here's the reason. Ruth is much smarter than I am. I know that's hard to believe. But truth is, she is. And she would take this book and walk our dogs. And while walking our dogs, she would memorize not just passages or chapters, but entire books. She intimidated me. Now, I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. Nothing intimidates me but that little 5'4" lady. She did a heck of a job. So it took 15 years for me to get up enough courage to say, Ruth, would you pray with me? Would we have devotions together? Knowing God's word is so important in your lives. Hiding it in your heart, memorizing it, searching the scriptures, keeping it there. Solomon knew that. Solomon knew that those words in Ecclesiastes would bring change into his life. And this morning we're going to look at the life of King Solomon. Looking at the perspective that he went through, some of the changes, and I think it'll help us accept some of those changes that are going to go on and have gone on in our lives. In 1 Kings, if you have your Bible, we're going to look at chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And we're going to take a look at what King David, who was on his deathbed, said to his son. And consider how his dad helped his son get into the changes of life. Just as God, through his word, will help each one of us through our changes in our lives. Listen as I read 1 Kings chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. When David's time drew near, to die drew near, he commanded Solomon his son, saying, I am about to go the way of all the earth, so be strong and show yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn. He told his son to be strong in the Lord, to walk in the ways of the Lord, to keep his commandments, and to be able to keep them and to be strong in the Lord. Solomon had to know them. Let me give you an application. If we're going to be able to accept the changes that life brings, we need to know God's word. I can't impress upon you enough to spend time every day reading this book, hiding it in your heart, bringing it close to you. Folks, this book has got the answer to every one of life's questions. I believe that with all my heart. And when changes come in your life and you don't know how to handle them, how to treat them, how to react to them, you turn to this book and look for it. Go to the Proverbs, go to the Psalms and read them. I love Proverbs. There's 30 Proverbs. There's 30 days in a month normally. I read Proverbs that coincide. Today is what, the 28th? 28th. We need to read the 28th Proverb. Tomorrow's the 29th. Do the same. When the 1st of August comes, start over again. But with changes come new seasons in life. And that means growing, growing, growing in the Lord. Because He's going to help us accept those changes. And when we do that, we are going to prosper during those times. But not only are there changes, when we enter into a new season, it brings about challenges. Solomon had kept going on, the death of his dad, the new role as king. All these things came into his life very young in his age. He had to face these challenges. How was he going to face them? Well, again, let's turn over a few pages to 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning with chapter 3. At Gibeon, it says, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, what shall I ask? What shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness and righteousness and in uprightness of heart towards you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go in or go out. But your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted or multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? Solomon had a great and awesome task lying before him. Leading the people of Israel, filling the giant shoes of his dad. How was he going to do this? With wisdom from God. Folks, the Bible tells us to seek wisdom, to ask for it. We need wisdom when we face new challenges in life. We need wisdom when we face the new seasons of life. Well, what could some of these new seasons be? Perhaps some of you are looking at marriage. Marriage is difficult. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that these 53 years of marriage have been all bliss and happiness, because they haven't. We work at it. Of course, one good thing at our age, when we fight now, we don't remember what we fought about, so that's good. But it's so much easier dealing with one person than it is with two, isn't it? And then after you get married, you become parents. And being a parent is so much harder than babysitting a niece or a nephew. They're your own children. You have all the heartaches and headaches that come along with parenthood. Maybe you're going through a job change. That's so difficult, changing companies, learning new responsibilities, new professions. Maybe you're moving. Do you realize that 108,000 people a day move? That blows my mind. But moving brings upon new challenges and responsibilities, meeting new people. And maybe today you're here facing one of those challenges or another challenge that only you know. How are you going to face it? We need to face it like Solomon faced it, with humility and seeking wisdom from the Lord. James 1:5 tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, Let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to you. If any of you ask or lack wisdom, ask God. We need to seek God's wisdom. Confession time. I like to do things under my own strength. But man, I can't tell you how many times I've blown it because I've not included God. And so often when I seek a new challenge or have a problem, I'll use my own intellect or my own abilities to try to search it out and solve the problem. And then go to God after I blow it. Wouldn't it be so much easier just to go to Him first? But we don't do that, do we? We need to be like Solomon and go to God with all humility, seeking wisdom. I tell you what, it's scary bringing about changes in our lives. There's so many frustrations and stress and worries that come with changes. But when we pray and ask God to help us with these changes, asking Him to work in our hearts and lives, to work these things out, then He will do that. And then the last point I want you to hear this morning is that when you enter a new season at Birth Champions, and that's where you come in, Champions. Turn to 1 Kings over a few pages to 1 Kings chapter 8. Let me just read verses 10 through 14 for you. And when the priest came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Solomon accepted the changes that came his way. He faced the challenges that occurred with humility, sought the Lord's wisdom, and then he continued to move forward. What did he do? He built a temple. Now, I don't think there's any temple builders in this congregation. But there are people builders. Many of you are investing in the lives of other individuals, and that's far more important than building something with brick and mortar. You're giving of your time, your strength, your energy. But I pray you're not doing it alone. I pray that you're doing it seeking His wisdom. I'm overcome sometimes with life's challenges. And many times I just have to stop and fall to my face and seek God's face. That's so very, very important. Well, today we are going through some changes here at Trinity. And it's important that you be a part of those changes. And you might say to yourself, well, Pastor, how can I do that? Well, the first thing, pray. Pray. Pray for your board of elders. Pray for the pastoral search committee. They are seeking God's will for the right man to be the lead pastor of this church. And then second, you can get involved. And with that, I would say, don't wait to be asked to do something. If you see something that needs to be done, do it. Jump in. Talk to another pastor. Talk to me. Talk to Chris or to Paul or Nate or Jeremy. In fact, even talk to Lynn. Lynn knows everything about this church. And if there's a job to be filled, we'll put you in it. But seek something to do, because we need your help to continue building the kingdom of God. Then lastly, would ask you to be supportive of your board of elders. I've been in that position before I went into ministry full time. It's a difficult position, especially trying to find a pastor. But I want to say to you this in closing. And you notice I don't go 45 minutes, I go 22 to 25. So you're lucky. I want to thank you. Because I've been here now since the middle of December. That's what, a little over 6 months. And I've probably received a dozen notes. Some from here, some from the classic service. Just little notes of thanks, of praise, of encouragement. You have no idea what that means. So I would encourage you to write little notes to Jeremy and to Chris and to others that are involved, your small group leaders, how important that is. Folks, we're going through some change here at Trinity. It's scary. I won't lie to you. But you know what? It's exciting. It's exciting. Just the unknown of wondering what and how God's going to work. But during this time of change, beloved, we need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me?